You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Concepts we wanted to make sure were installed and were taught. I think we're well on our way to full understanding of the concepts. I'm very confident at where we're leaving here on this last day of camp.
I mean, a lot of experience that you have behind you. But when I look over your career, the Vanderbilt, where you were just at, I think sticks out a lot. Are there things that you learned as an OC going to a school like that didn't really have a lot of historic traditions?
Yeah.
What kind of things have you learned that you're from there that you want to implement over, or for just you as a coach in general?
Well, the biggest thing, I think that experience, and it was a positive experience. It was a great experience, but just utilizing every tool in the toolbox as a coach to play to your player strengths. And at that university, the players do have strengths. Sometimes they don't always match up to what the opponent's strength, but you're trying to find a way to manipulate their skill set and ability and put them in a position to be successful. Not that we haven't always done that in this offensive system, but at that university it was highlighted.
And then coming back to the University of Utah, does it different for you this time around, or are you to the point where it just kind of feels familiar, kind of the program that Coach Winningham runs?
There's a great familiarity with that, and that was a big part of the attraction in coming back. The players are a little different, the facilities are a little different, but the culture and the leadership and vision of the program is the same as it was in 2008. Okay, only better, because you gain 10 years of experience doing it. So I'm thrilled to be back. I've never been more focused and driven in my profession to do a good job for the head coach and for the players, to put them all in a position to be successful.
And then as you're starting to get, you know, implement your plan against BYU for the first game, are there things that keep you up at night that you kind of get you worried as you get this plan implemented?
No, it gets me up early in the morning. I get up early, and then when I go to bed, I sleep well. So they are a very solid defensive football team. They do a lot of good things. They're extremely well coached. They play very hard. We're going to have to play our best football game to beat that opponent. So in terms of losing sleep, no. But I'm up early, working hard at them. Again, got great respect for what they do on defense. We got to put a great offensive plan and execute that plan to whatever the countdown clock is, 12 days.
And you've been very complimentary of Tyler this off season. Is there one skill set that he has that you just think is phenomenal, that when he does something, you're in awe with him?
Well, it's the combination. It's the arm talent, his ability to throw it deep, throw it accurate, but then combined with his ability to run. It's just hard to find. I've not coached an athlete like that. Usually if a guy can run like Tyler, he doesn't throw quite as good. Usually if a guy can really throw, he doesn't run quite as good. I think Tyler is really the best combination possible, and that's why I'm so excited to work with him and watch him play.